KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at the high school sports from around the area over the weekend. We have a few things to talk about here this morning. First, the Iowa Girls High School Coaches Association has released its 2020-21 district all district soccer teams. And here a look at some of those local honorees here for the current season. In Class 1A first in the West District, a bunch of soccer players from this area were named. Alyssa Keller of Trainer, Anna Helton of St. Albert, Clara Teagland of Trainer, Ella Klusman of St. Albert, Jada Kahn of Logan Magnolia, Jade Doffenbaugh of Tri-Center, Lily Crone of St. Albert, Mariah Nolting of Logan Magnolia, Marissa Ring, Miranda Ring, Molly Nelson, and Rachel Huntoft of Tri-Center all were on the team, along with Callie Copperstone of Trainer. Second team selection from the Southeast District included Macy Coons of Nottoway Valley. Also from the West District, second team selections included Cassidy Cunningham of Tri-Center, Georgia Paulson of Underwood, Josie Davidson of Trainer, Josie Lewis of Trainer, Leslie Morales of Underwood, Maddie Estel of St. Albert, Molly Helvey of Trainer, also Peyton Scott of Trainer, Reagan Ward of Underwood, Sophia Caniglia of Missouri Valley, Bella Fries of Underwood, Carrie Winchester of Missouri Valley, Presley Arbaugh of Tri-Center, and Sophie Sheffield of St. Albert. Tri-Center's Jeff Lefebvre was the West District Coach of the Year for the season. Class 2A, some of the all-district performers from the first team in the West District, Avery Blasdell of Glenwood, Callie Williams of Lewis Central, Hannah Doty of Lewis Central, Hannah Estrada of Lewis Central, Hope Jensen of Lewis Central, Larissa Pelley of Glenwood, Nora Doherty of Glenwood, and Hannah Lucy of Lewis Central. Among the second team picks in the West District, Cameron Young of Glenwood, Haley Bach of Lewis Central, Kelly Emery of Glenwood, Lauren Roenfelt of Glenwood, Megan Elam of Lewis Central, Taylor Gregory from Lewis Central, and Grace Neitzer of Glenwood. The West District Coach of the Year was Amy Benson of Glenwood. And a few Class 3A selections as well from the West District. First team's pick was Hannah Schimmer of Abraham Lincoln, and a few second team selections in the West District include Abby Evers of Thomas Jefferson, Maggie Gunderson of Thomas Jefferson, and Paige Bracker of Abraham Lincoln. Let's recap some high school softball from the weekend. From the Creston tourney on Saturday, it was Atlantic defeating Mount Air 10-2. Dallas Center Grimes downing Atlantic 4-0. Lennox beat Clarinda 11-1. Lennox also over Clark 4-0. Creston beat Murray 15-1. Bondurant Farrar downing Nottoway Valley 10-0. And Clark over Nottoway Valley 8-0 in Saturday play. At the Riverside tourney on Saturday, Riverside beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 7-0. It was Thomas Jefferson over East Mills 14-2. Bedford beating East Mills 5-2. Bedford over Sydney 16-5. And Riverside beating Sydney 6-0. From the Stanton tourney, Exira EHK over ACGC 8-5. And Stanton beat Essex 12-2. From the OABCIG tourney, it was Carroll over Maple Valley 10-0. Denison Sleswig over Carroll 10-5. Denison Sleswig also over OABCIG 14-2, and Newell Fonda beat Kemper Catholic 11-2. East Union hosting a triangular is East Union over Des Moines North 12-0. East Union beat West Central Valley 5-4, and West Central Valley beat Des Moines North 13-9. Also from the Van Meter tourney, it was Van Meter over St. Edmund 12-0. Van Meter beat Trainer 11-0, and South Hamilton over Trainer 14-2 on Saturday. And Saturday boys high school baseball from the Corner Conference, it was Stanton defeating Essex by a final of 12-2. Also in tournament play over the weekend at the Carroll tournament, it was Carroll over Southwest Valley 14-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beating Saydell 9-5. In the consolation matchup, Saydell beat Southwest Valley 20-10. And it was in the championship game, Carroll, a 15-5 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. In other boys baseball from Saturday, Shenandoah defeating Sydney 11-3. Emmitsburg beating ACGC 7-5. Clark over Bedford 15-0. And Johnston beat Lewis Central by a 7-0 final. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, game heard last night here on KJAN, the Cards continued to come up short as they lost a 2-0 matchup to the Chicago Cubs as the Cubs sweep that three-game weekend series at Wrigley Field. Carlos Martinez threw 7 innings for the Cardinals. He struck out 6 and allowed 2 unearned runs and just 4 hits as he ended up taking the loss as the Cardinals had just 2 hits in that contest. Also, the Royals came up short yesterday as they finished off their West Coast trip with a loss 6-3 to the A's. Chris Bubik took the loss, allowing 5 runs on 7 hits, throwing 4 2/3 innings. Carlos Santana and Andrew Benintendi each homered in that contest for the Royals, but they dropped to 4 games under .500 with that loss yesterday. Elsewhere in the majors, it was the Phillies over the Yankees 7-0. Nationals beat the Giants 5-0. Blue Jays over the Red Sox 18-4. Padres beat the Mets 7-3. It was the White Sox over the Tigers 4-1. Mariners beat the Indians 6-2. Braves over the Marlins 6-4. The Rays beat the Orioles 7-1. Reds over the Rockies 6-2. The Astros 14-3 over the Twins. Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2. Dodgers over the Rangers 5-3. The Angels 10-3 over the Diamondbacks. As Iowa State gets ready for its most anticipated football season, a more explosive passing game may help the offense take the next step. It's not as glaring weakness, but especially for an offense that's averaged 33 points and 195 yards of rushing in a season that concluded with a Fiesta Bowl win. However, ISU did average only a little over 7.5 yards per pass attempt.
In the best position to be successful. I think you saw us make some big plays down the field. You know, obviously Brock's a guy that throws a really accurate football down the field, and that's hugely positive. But, you know, I think equally you got to have guys that are have great consistency of making those plays.
That's Cyclone coach Matt Campbell, who says the ultimate goal is to win.
We're always looking to find how do we put our players in the best position to be successful and, really kind of tailor make whatever play call we have on really any phase of the game. Around what our players can do and put them in the best position to be successful. So, you know, I think that's one of the strengths of our staff on really all phases is do what our players do best.
Offensive coordinator Tom Manning says it's about creating the right opportunities to take shots down the field, but it's also about taking what the defense gives you.
It'd be great to throw the football down the field every play because there's big plays, but also at the same time there's good running backs, and there's a lot more things that go to it and about getting the football out of your hands. So for us, it's really about finding the right thing to do in terms of our players, in terms of what the defense allows you to do.
Iowa State opens up the season on September 4th at home against UNI. In the NBA playoffs last night, Milwaukee beat Brooklyn 107-96. That series tied at 2 each. Phoenix beat Denver 125-118. The Suns win at 4-0 in that series. In the NHL playoffs, the New York Islanders beat Tampa Bay 2-1 to take a 1-0 lead in that series. At the NASCAR All-Star Open at Texas Motor Speedway, Eric Almirola was a winner, beating Matt DiBenedetto and Chris Buescher, who were 2-3. Also, the PGA Tournament, Palmetto Championship, it was Garrick Higo with an 11-under-par score as he wins it by a stroke over 6 others who were tied for second at 10-under-par. And today is one of the biggest registration deadlines for the Iowa Summer Games. Spokesman Corey Kennedy says the Iowa Games will be offering a full slate of more than 50 sports.
We have a 3-tiered deadline system now where we have an early, a middle, and a final. And that's June 14th is going to be huge for a lot of the sports of the games to get in and get a still discounted entry fee. And then our soccer final registration deadline is June 14th.
Kennedy says if you miss today's deadline, that allows you to save some money. Many sports will have a final deadline coming up next month. And if you have any questions about a sport that you might be interested in, you can find that information online at iowagames.org. That's Check of Sports here this morning.